Welcome back.
Think about the people in your life that you trust the most. What makes them trustworthy? And I'll bet it wasn't because they had a title or they were the loudest person in the room. I'll bet it was something quieter. They were there for you. They were accessible. They made it clear to you that you mattered. Trust doesn't happen from a distance. It happens in proximity. When someone is close enough, consistent enough, and safe enough, that's when trust is born. A couple years ago, I began working for a charity in Dublin, and within a few months, one of my kids went through a very difficult season. I had appointments I needed to be at. There were a number of times when I needed to leave work immediately in the middle of the day. And in the midst of all that, my boss sat me down and said, "Take whatever time you need. We'll sort out your hours later. Family comes first. And if there's anything we can do, just let us know." Again, I just started working there, but they came alongside and said, "With what you're going through, we're with you. We're alongside you with this." Today, we're going to see a story about a woman who needed someone safe. And Jesus became that person. We're going to look at Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to have dinner with him. So Jesus went to his home and sat down to eat. When a certain immoral woman from that city heard he was eating there, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. Then she knelt behind him at his feet, weeping. Her tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them off with her hair. She kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman that is touching him. She's a sinner." Then Jesus answered his thoughts. "Simon," he said to the Pharisee, "I have something to say to you." "Go ahead, teacher," Simon replied. Then Jesus told him this story. A man loaned money to two people, 500 pieces of silver to one and 50 pieces to the other. But neither of them could repay, so he kindly forgave them both, canceling their debts. Who do you suppose loved him more after that? Simon answered, "I suppose the one whom he canceled the larger debt." "That's right," Jesus said. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you didn't offer me water to wash the dust from my feet, but she has washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me with a kiss, but from the time I first came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You neglected the courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head, but she's anointed my feet with rare perfume. I tell you, her sins, and there are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me much love. But a person who is forgiven little shows only a little love." Then Jesus said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven." Again, this is a powerful story, and it shows us something essential about how trust is built. Let's walk through it. This woman at the start of our story is described as immoral. And in that culture, she would have been an outcast. People avoided her, especially religious people. But she hears Jesus is at Simon's house and she goes. And why? Because somehow she knew that Jesus was a safe person. She knew he wouldn't reject her. Jesus didn't build dividing walls. He didn't make people perform to some arbitrary standard to get close to him. He was accessible. And people who were hurting, people who were desperate, they could tell. If you want to build trust, you have to be approachable. People have to know that they can come to you without being judged or rejected. A couple of years ago, I was putting together a team to practice and perform improv together. And I messaged one of the people, and he took a little while longer getting back to me than some of the other people did. And it turned out that very day that I sent the message, his mom had died. I didn't know him all that well, but when I found out, I said, "Hey, just want to get together and just chat. I'm happy to do that." So a few weeks later, we met, sat down at a pub, and he just talked about his mom. We just spent a few hours getting to know each other. I didn't solve any problems. I just spent time and listened. But again, we built a relationship with this person partly because of just spending that time with him. So point one, Jesus was accessible and let people know that they mattered. The second thing, think about what this woman does. She doesn't shout across the room to Jesus. She doesn't even ask if it's okay if she does this. She just approached him. She already knew it was okay. She kneels at his feet. She weeps. She's completely vulnerable. And that kind of vulnerability doesn't happen with someone you don't trust. It happens because Jesus made himself accessible. Again, trust is built in proximity. When you're consistently close enough, present enough, and when people feel safe enough to be real with you, that's when trust gets built. You can't build it from a distance. You have to be near. Who in your life feels safe enough to be vulnerable with you? And who might need you to be closer, more consistent, more present? I have a friend in the States, and he's been going through a difficult time. And even though there's an ocean between us, he's reached out to me to chat through this, to talk about what he was dealing with. When we lived closer together, I'd spent a lot of time with him. And it means so much to me that the time I spent with him is still making a difference years later, that I'm still one of the first people he thinks of when, who can I trust? Who can I talk to about this? So point two, proximity allows vulnerability, and you have to be close to build trust. What jumps out at me as I read this story is that Jesus' words aren't the first ones we learn about. We learn about Simon's internal dialogue first. He judges Jesus, and he judges this woman. When Jesus does speak, because for the longest time, he just let this woman do what she was doing. But when he does speak, it's words of acceptance. He lets her be vulnerable. And then he speaks words of grace. Your sins are forgiven. That's it. He didn't need to have all the answers. He just needed to be present to this person. A lot of us avoid being accessible because we think we need to have all the answers, all the solutions. We think, what if somebody asks me something and I don't know the answer? Being accessible doesn't mean being an expert. It means being present. And sometimes the most healing thing that we can do is just be with someone. We don't have to have it all together. You don't have to be a therapist or a pastor. We just have to be willing to show up, to be accessible, and to be safe. So point three, being accessible doesn't mean having all the answers. It means being present. So here's what Jesus shows us. Be accessible. Let proximity build trust. And remember, you don't need to have all the answers. You just need to be present. Jesus was accessible to this woman. And now it's your turn to be accessible to someone who needs you. Here's what I want you to do this week. Think about someone in your life who might be hurting, someone who needs comfort or direction, and be accessible to them. And again, being accessible doesn't mean solving the problem. It means being near, showing up, and making yourself available. Maybe it's a text that says, I've been thinking about you. How are you doing? Maybe it's stopping by their house. Maybe it's just sitting down with them. Ask yourself two questions. Who's hurting around me? And how can I be accessible to them this week? And then just do it. Make a call, send the text, show up. And after you've done it, write down what happened. Who did you reach out to? What did you learn about proximity and trust? And then, like always, talk with someone about it. Tell them about being accessible this week. You might not know what to say. It might feel awkward, and that's okay. Presence matters more than perfection. Just be near. And if you want, show what you've learned. Tell someone, I was accessible to someone this week. Let's practice this together. So let's close with prayer. Lord, may I be a welcoming presence to those who come near. Teach me to be accessible, not distant, not guarded, but present. Help me communicate to people that they matter. Help me see who's hurting around me and give me the courage to be near. Amen. See you tomorrow.